We're here with ESPN Sao Paulo Antonio. Thank you very much for joining us. The Broncos have so many free agents. Is that kind of why it's so hard to repeat in the NFL these days?
Well, especially when you have an unknown at the quarterback position, for sure. I mean, it's tough. And the Broncos repeated, the Patriots repeated, but you don't really have too many teams in recent history that have done so. It's difficult. The league is so competitive now, Phil, that it's harder and harder to repeat. But listen, when you have stability, you got Elway, you got Kubiak, you got Wade. That's pretty good.
You mentioned the quarterback situation. I know that you're close with Peyton Manning. Any sense on which way he might be leaning, or what do you think the Broncos should do? They say, I know they want to give him all the time he needs, but at some point you got to make a decision, right?
Well, there's two things on that. First of all, I remember interviewing on the field right after the game on SportsCenter, and he said to me, well, you know, right now my plan is to go kiss my children. I don't have much of a plan. I said, come on, you're Peyton Manning. You do have a plan. You have a plan for everything. He was telling the truth. He really didn't have a plan. That shocks me. Yeah, you know, we're still waiting. Here it is, February, whatever it is, in late February. We're here at the Combine. I thought we would know by now. I'm going to say, if you wanted me to put money on it, Phil, in Vegas, I'll say we'll know by March 4th. That's a Friday. That's the day after the Brady appeal hearing. I don't think Peyton wants to one-up the Brady appeal hearing in New York, right? So the 29th is the last day of the Combine. That's a Monday. Everybody flies back on Tuesday. Wednesday and then Thursday is the hearing. I'm going to say my money's on the 4th. We'll know something definitive.
And then if he does decide to retire, how do you think the Broncos approach Brock Osweiler? Head coach Gary Kubiak said that he had a lot of praise for him.
You know, Brock can play. Hey, Brock didn't lose the game in Pittsburgh, did he?
No.
The
put
defense
up like 28 points in the first half.
The defense lost the game in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. He can play.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But they got to take care of 58 on the other side, right?
They
got to take.
Oh, they will. He'll be the highest paid defensive player in the NFL for a long time. Yeah. And do they bring DeMarcus Ware back? For my money, they're stupid if they don't. Just for the leadership. Here's what I would do. If I were Elway, and Elway's a smart guy, and I'm not going to tell him what to do, give DeMarcus Ware a lifetime contract.
Whatever he wants.
Just say, hey, DeMarcus, you're going to play until you can't play anymore, and then you're coming in the front office. You're going to be an ambassador for the team, which is what the Eagles should have done with Brian Dawkins,
yeah.
And he wouldn't have gone to Denver.
Yeah.
You want me to be assistant GM? I can do that.
Yeah, you can make all the moves.
Call up Mr. Ellis, and I'll do it.
All right. Thanks, Sal. We appreciate it.
Okay.